Good afternoon. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with a 3 p.m. update on Tropical Storm Isaac. We've been watching Isaac all day. We've been watching it actually for several days with the expectation that it was going to strengthen and become a hurricane. And we're now finally starting to see some signals from the reconnaissance data, from the satellite appearance, that Isaac is about to begin that strengthening process. And we think it will be a hurricane fairly soon. A very symmetric appearance on the satellite. The pressure is now down to 984 millibars the last time the airplane went through, and that's down several millibars since earlier this morning. Clearly, Isaac is now becoming better organized and gathering strength over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. We are expecting it to begin to move, continue to move to the northwest towards southeastern Louisiana. Here we have the forecast track. Over the next couple of days, showing that northwestward movement. The tropical storm conditions will be reaching the coast within the warning area by tonight, even though it will take the center longer, about 36 or 48 hours to reach the coast, looking at late Tuesday or into Wednesday, depending on whether the center actually moves to southeastern Louisiana or takes a track perhaps a little bit to the right towards the Mississippi coast. Or further to the left that could delay its landfall. So the timing of landfall is not too precise at this point, but the conditions cover a very large area. In fact, there's a rain band producing very heavy rains over the east coast of the Florida Peninsula right now, and rains even there very far away from the center could reach 18 to 20 inches. We're also expecting similar rains when Isaac makes landfall in southeastern Louisiana or Mississippi, throughout this region here, into Alabama, into the Florida Panhandle. Also rains of a foot or a foot and a half are possible. The strongest storm surge is going to be near and to the right of where the center makes landfall. 6 to 12 feet are possible southeastern Louisiana or the coast of Mississippi. We still have a threat of isolated tornadoes in some of the bands east of Florida and then along the Gulf Coast as it begins to make landfall tomorrow and into Wednesday. And hazardous surf conditions continue all along both coasts of the Florida Peninsula, and they will begin to spread north along the northern Gulf Coast as well. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 3 p.m. update on Tropical Storm Isaac.